If you are, say, a renter in an apartment building and have always wanted to support solar energy but can't, you're in luck. Communal solar farms, also called solar gardens, are sprouting up across the country in Colorado, Minnesota, elsewhere. The farms send power to the local grid. People can subscribe to that and get credit on their energy bills. But now a new startup called Cloud Solar is doing much the same thing, but also selling customers their own solar panels to be housed on a solar farm in New England. And you don't have to live nearby or get energy in return. You can live anywhere in the world and still get a piece of the action because the panel is your investment. Corey Absey is one of three co-founders of Cloud Solar. Their motto is own solar panels, no roof required. And their idea has caught on. They're in the middle of an Indiegogo funding appeal to build a small-scale solar farm to demonstrate their business plan. And they've already passed their $300,000 goal. Corey is a senior majoring in mechanical engineering at Boston University. He joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your business plan, because I hear it's borrowing from the concept of cloud computing.
Yeah. So Cloud Solar wants to offer basically a hassle-free way for anyone living anywhere in the world to contribute to the solar industry. So there's lots of people who are passionate about solar but can't get involved because their roof isn't angled the correct way, or they live in an apartment building or what have you. And so we want to provide a way for anyone to get involved by just going to our website, purchasing a panel. And then they own that panel for 25 years. So that panel gets installed on our Cloud Solar farms, and we service it and maintain it over that 25-year period. The power is being put into the local grid, and the consumers of the actual energy are people who live around the farm. The panel owners are a different type of customer to us.
What you're offering is an opportunity for someone else to be involved. About how much are the panels?
We are selling one panel, which is a 250-watt panel for $750 right now.
$750. Obviously, you're asking people to invest in this because, as you said, you're looking for people who really want to back solar and can't.
Yeah.
But when do you think that's going to pay off for them, that $750 investment?
In terms of the return, the panel should output about three times the initial purchase cost, which was $750, over the 25-year lifetime of the panel. They will actually start receiving payments as soon as the farm starts generating electricity. So 3 months after we turn the farm on, they will get their first payment. Yeah.
Okay, so you live here in New England.
Yeah.
And you know what people will say. We just had the worst winter ever.
Yeah.
Those panels might be under snow for a bit of it. So I'm imagining this is an investment in which there will be some risks.
The amount of money we can sell the electricity for is actually based off of three factors. The major one is sunlight. That's the one everybody thinks about. The second one is the local retail electric price, so what we can actually sell it for. And then the third is local government support. So all three of those factors contribute into the total economic output that that panel can generate.
So your investors know that it's going to be like any other investment. It's going to – their return is going to fluctuate.
Well, yeah. We like to think of it as more of an asset than an investment. It's not an investment. So they purchase the panel, and then they retain ownership. They have actual ownership of that panel.
And after 25 years, they can sell it back to you.
Yeah. They can sell the panel back to us after the 25-year period for the current value of the panel, or they can extend their contract.
Yeah. Who are you hearing from?
We've actually had support from people in over 20 countries around the world so far.
As you well know, the utilities have been responding to this. There was an article in the Washington Post that warned that utilities are fighting against rooftop solar, trying to raise fees, surcharges, to put the price of solar panels out of reach for potential customers. And I think at the heart of that debate is also that the utilities are thinking that solar should pay more into the infrastructure that's being used. Well, how do you feel your relationship with utilities is going to be?
Yeah, that's where we're different from companies that are distributed generation models. That means that they generate electricity from multiple small-scale rooftop systems. The difference between us and them is that we want to build large-scale systems in one spot. So it's easier to predict what type of energy, what type of power load is going to be put into the grid, which is what's been bothering utility companies because they have to upgrade the lines because so many people in residential areas are installing small rooftop arrays. And all that power combined forces them to upgrade the transmission lines to support that extra power load. So in our case, they're going to know how much. And if they need to upgrade the line, we have to pay for that.
Well, as we said, you're about to graduate from college.
Yeah.
Is this where you're rolling your dice? Is this it for you?
Yeah. I'm very excited to join the solar industry right away. Like, I've always dreamed of using my engineering degree for something that would help humanity. And right away, coming out of college, I have the opportunity to do that.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
That's Corey Apsey, Boston University undergrad and co-founder of Cloud Solar. We'll hook you up to everything at hereandnow.org. Corey, thanks.
Thank you.
Jeremy, one of those people who makes me feel like, and what did I do today? He's already got a company. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.